Now press. Okay, say gay and. Gay. Perfect. Yo, all right, let me start off. Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Ben's
Den.
podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Sebastian Jensen.
Yes, sir.
And today we have a special guest. We were hinting at him last time, talking about him. We got Juicy Bread, aka Remy Mubarak here. Yo!
Yo, how are you guys? I'm happy to be here.
Fantastic.
Awesome
We're
to
so
have you
happy to
here.
have you here. Yeah, man. Come on.
Really happy to finally have a guest, our very first guest
Our first
on this
guest, your
amazing
first
show.
guest on this podcast. Quite
It's an honor.
So we have a couple questions for you, Remy. Is it okay if we call you Remy, by the way? We don't have to call you by your gamer tag, right?
Of course.
Lovely, lovely. So let's just get into the basic question first. Remy, how did you first get into video games?
Actually, maybe before that, I think he should introduce himself.
Yeah,
You know,
he should introduce himself. That is a good point, Sebastian.
Everyone should really, get a chance to really know who we have on the show today.
So please introduce yourself, Remy.
All right, so I'm Remy. I don't know, I've been a gamer for quite a bit. It's been fun. Still doing it.
Yeah.
Been like
Really?
championships and stuff, yeah. I'm in phase two. It's pretty sick. Yeah.
Oh yeah, man.
I'm very
I
happy
was
to hear
wondering,
that.
what got you into video games in the first place? What got you to pursue this fun career right here?
You know, it's like, this is the best of both worlds, Get a lot of money and you have a lot of fun doing it. So it really caught my eye and I just started doing it.
I understand. I understand.
That's beautiful.
So Remy, what do you think the first game you properly got into was?
Ooh, this is a good question. I gotta say, Crash Bandicoot,
Crash Bandicoot. Ooh, that's an
It
OG.
Classic,
is
a
quite an OG
classic.
game, yeah. It's really fun.
So if you could, could you explain to the audience, what did you do in that game, Who were the characters? What happened?
Yeah, so you're playing
Or
this
how'd you get
Bandicoot,
into
you
it?
know. All right, so, my family had this PlayStation, and like I just played on it. It was really fun. Had this game, Crash Bandicoot. You play this Bandicoot, and you just like it's a platformer game, so you're just running and stuff. Get these mangoes. It's pretty fun. Fun story. Got a bunch of those games. It's pretty sick.
Hell
Really?
yeah,
man.
That sounds very interesting. And I wish I actually played a lot more. Because I definitely played a little bit of Crash Bandicoot, but like definitely not to an extensive amount as some like
Yes,
of the other games.
same. I'm on the same page as you said.
Thank you, Alex.
Let's change it up a little bit. I feel like that game is not very competitive. It's more of a game that you play by yourself when you're bored.
100%.
So what do you think was the first game that you got into that was competitive, where you had to actually try to win against other people around the world?
Of course, because we
See.
all know that you, Remy, you're a very competitive gamer,
Yes,
Tell us.
very.
Very interesting.
So, it's gotta be Fortnite. I gotta say Fortnite.
Fortnite, yes sir.
Fortnite, let's go.
We love Fortnite, we like Fortnite,
We
we like
love
Fortnite.
Yep, of course. Yep. Started in middle school actually with the boys. It was really
Yes, with
fun.
the boys.
By the boys, who
Continued.
do you mean, Remy?
The
Who do
boys,
you mean?
of course, you guys. And
Yes, sir.
then,
Do you
yeah.
remember the first time we opened the game, by any chance?
I do actually.
It was me,
That's
you, and
that's
Nikolai, right?
actually. Yeah, that's how I got Juicy Bread. That's how I got the
That's
name.
how we got, that's how we all started playing. That's
That's
when we
where it
all
all
opened the
originated.
game.
That's
And it was
great.
crazy because the game wasn't even out for that long. How long do you think the game has been out for when we first started playing it?
Couple of months.
Yeah, exactly.
Got
It
that
was
4 months.
barely nothing. Like barely anyone played the
Fresh
game. It was,
game.
Yep.
yeah, it was pretty
We
crazy.
were OG OGs,
And I
That's
remember at one
amazing.
point, me and you, Remy, were like the champions of the world. We were carrying the boys, playing all the games, winning all the games. We were the talk of the school, you feel me? Like,
We were,
maybe at the start, I would say, as soon as I got my PC and I started getting to it, I think it was all done for from that point on.
No, yeah, it's
Okay.
just me and Remy got too tired of the game. We
Yeah.
decided to give other people a chance,
Oh,
like you,
really?
Sebastian. So me
Okay.
and Remy stopped grinding the game as much. We let everyone else get into it. We played other
Exactly.
games.
I
And then
understand, of
we came
course.
back to the game and we were still better than 99% of the other players. So yeah,
Absolutely.
it's
All
quite, I
my
think it's just the
apologies.
genetics in us. Cousins, we both got the We got the skills for the games, you feel me?
Boom.
That's amazing. So, Remy, I would like to ask, like, you know, you say Fortnite, like, what's so amazing about Fortnite, dude, would you have said?
You know, at the time, it was this new category of game, you know, Battle Royale, so it really, really surprised all of us in, like, this new way of gaming, and it really, really held us for a long time. Yeah, and but it's changed a bit, but, you know, still has the same, like, vibe to it. It's really fun, yeah.
It was a very fun game. And the building and stuff in it, that was a crazy concept as well. No one's ever seen anything like that before. All right, so Remy, I have another question for you. This one might be a little bit tough, so if you don't have an answer right away, we can just skip this question. I was just wondering, since there's not many new games that is really hyped up right now, no one's really talking about any new upcoming games as much. If you were going to make a game nowadays, what category would you go for? Like, what do you think would get people playing right now?
Wow, that's a great question. I do have to put some thought into it, but I think I'd say like a story game. Some sort of story game.
Ooh. Can you explain to the listeners what a story game means?
So story game is not much, it's not competitive at all actually. You play against computers if you're like shooting them. And if there's action, right? You go against this story.
Wait, sorry. Can we run that back? Shoot computers. Personally, right, like, I don't like my computer to break, so I would personally not like to shoot it.
You play against, like, AI, you know? It's not much like playing against people. You play against AI, so... Yeah, no, but they're not good, over. So...
We don't know about that yet.
Yeah, you're right.
Coming for us. You know, that topic about AI, you know, a source tells me that Juicy Bread, the reason you're so good at video games is because you used an AI to cheat and actually be good. Oh. Is this true? What do you have to say about this? My sources are very accurate.
No comment.
This could be detrimental to your career.
Bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum sauce.
That's sauce. Juicy
Bread. Juicy Bread.
You know, think what you think, but I know what I know.
You may be my blood, you may be my cousin, but I gotta admit, your aim be kind of sketchy sometimes. You can hit the headshots too quick, bro.
100%.
I seen your aim too, you know. It's been sketching me out too.
Damn. I have never.
You know, it might run in the family. You know, the cheating might run in the family. You gotta be careful about that.
Or maybe talent runs in the family. See, like the Jensen family genetics, they didn't get that. You guys are both.
I don't know about that. You guys come don't really on,
know
about
Yo, maybe you guys are using AI. You know.
AI to be bad.
Hey, put some respect on my name. You know, I was actually a professional Fortnite gamer as well. I apologize,
Sectrum.
Thank you. No worries. Too easy.
You know, I actually have another question for you, Remy Mubarak. Do you have a reason for the name Juicy Bread? How did you come up with that?
That's the funny thing, you know. There's no reason to it. It's just a noun and a adjective. That's it. A bread, and it's juicy.
Because I feel like your name is very iconic. Like, I don't know why, but, like, Juicy Bread is a very iconic name. It's been
100%.
It's been in my head for a while. Yeah. Like, it's very memorable. Huge. 100%. It's a big name. I think you made a great choice making Juicy Bread because, like, it's such an absurd name, and it's two things that you just don't combine together. You feel me? Like, what's the bread juicy?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking of.
I like it. I have another question for you, Remy. Of all time, what are your top three favorite games?
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a game that you played much, but just in personal experience, what game did you enjoy the most? Or game series, like.
I get you. Okay. So I think it's not much. Well, it is part of the game, but it's also the memories you make. So of course I gotta add Fortnite. I'd say I put that at 2. Okay, I'm gonna put that at 2.
Number 2.
Yep. I'm gonna say, you know, this is a weird pick, but God of War. Put at 1.
For third.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking either 1 or 3. So.
Okay.
I'd say three, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yep, and at 1, Uncharted. Uncharted 4.
Ooh, Uncharted 4. Very interesting choice.
I wonder, I think mine is, for me, number one is going to be Call of Duty. So, like, the Call of Duty franchise, like, the zombies or the multiplayer, the story mode.
Yeah, that's a good show. That's always,
I think it's my most played game as well. Like, in general, like, Black Ops 2, for example. Second place for me would be Minecraft.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a classic. Come on, like, everyone has loved a little bit of Minecraft.
Yeah. Yep.
And then third for me is going to be Fortnite. Because, come on, we've all had great memories of Fortnite.
Yes, sir.
Agreed.
Alex, that's crazy. Yep. I think me and your list is actually extremely similar. For me personally, I think I would put Fortnite as first.
Yes.
And then for second, I'd actually also put Minecraft. You know, a lot of memories with that game, you know. Childhood, you know, everything. But for third place, it's got to be Club Penguin for me.
Cool. I was a Club Penguin superstar. Okay. That was an OG.
You know, that's how I socialized back in the day as well, you know. That's how I rizzed up other penguins up back in the, you know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
facts, bro. Yeah. But don't lie, you had negative rizz even in Club Penguin.
Nah, come on. You know, actually, my drip was so clean. Like, I even paid for the membership. Yo, I was the drippiest penguin on the ice block.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people were chasing, though. They were chasing. They were chasing after
They were also five.
I bet.
So was I. So it makes it all that right.
That is fair. It makes it all right.
That's skill-based matchmaking.
That is, fantastic. That is true.
Perfect description.
You combine those two together, so it's fine.
Yes. I also have another.
Go second. Yeah. I like you first.
Because we know, you know, Juicy Bread is a professional gamer, you know. Maybe this is a bit hard question for him to answer, you know. But I am very curious about, you know, how the monetary side of, you know, professional gamers are like. How much, on average, do you get, like, paid by, like, sponsors? Or, like, in total, revenue from gaming and, you know, your cut from FaZe and obviously. Like, per month.
Per month, okay. It's, I don't usually give this out, right? So you guys got to keep it a secret, right?
Yeah, but, of course.
Okay,
for sure.
Our listeners are very trustworthy people, so you need not worry about them.
$4 billion.
Holy
$4 billion. $4 billion.
$4 billion.
$4 billion, yep.
So you're like Bill Gates?
Oh, my God.
Something like that, yeah.
$4 billion per month. That's absurd.
Can I have like $300, please?
Oh, man.
Of course.
Oh, I think I
get you guys signed up for FaZe.
Well. Sign up to FaZe. Can we be making that money as well? $4 billion a month.
Absolutely.
My God, we need to do this now. Sign me up. Join. You know, FaZe Sekrum.
You call me after this. I got you, bro.
Oh my God, I'm so happy. I got to meet you. That's such. Such an amazing person.
I'm so glad we're blood related. You're my cousin because I have failed the Mubarak family, but at least you can continue it. You feel me? So, yeah. I think we're coming close to the end of the podcast, but I have one final question for you, Remy. Is what words of wisdom do you have to the kids who want to pursue a career in gaming or anything along those realms?
Go outside. Make sure to go outside. Don't only play games, you know. I'll ruin you. But, you know, play games very well. And get money for them, and you'll be fine. So, yeah. Have fun. Most importantly, have fun. Yeah.
Wow. That's very friends. Good advice.
Oh, my God.
In any department, in any course, in any sport, in any video game, I feel like if you genuinely enjoy it, so every time you play it, you have fun, you have more motivation to become better at it. So if you genuinely enjoy, for example, playing Fortnite more than someone who playing Fortnite and just wants to get better, you will improve way faster than they will just because you have that thrill and love for the game.
Of course. I really do second that. That's an amazing point you bring up, you know. At the end of the day, you know, we play games to have fun, you know. We don't have that, you know, the mindset of, you know, we're playing it to make money or playing it to have fun, you know. All the secondary benefits that, you know, this Juicy Bread you know, does receive, you know, they're only secondary benefits, you know. At the end of the day, games are made to have fun.
That was beautiful.
Beautiful. Thank you.
All right, and, well, it's...
Yeah, with that being said, I think that wraps
very well. That wraps it up. We're here in our final last minutes. Thank you so much again, Remy Mubarak, for coming to this podcast.
Thank you. You're an amazing guest.
Thank you for having me. It was great.
It was a true honor to be with someone at the realm of Juicy Bread. You feel me? I've never been with a famous gamer before. Right. So even though you're my cousin, we don't speak that much because you're way cooler than me. But like, I'm so glad that we finally got to speak. Seb understands.
I understand.
But yeah, thank you guys so much for watching the Ben's
Den
podcast. I'm here with Remy and Sebastian Jensen, and we'll see you soon. Ciao. We're out.